Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to our Garage Talk Wednesday. I want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday. I'm going to jump right on into the show today, man, because we've got a lot to cover. So, first of all, we're going to open up the lines here to ask if there's anyone out there that have any announcements they want to make about an upcoming event or something. We can open up the lines now and let you come on and talk about your event. At this time now, we will open the lines up, so if anyone wanted to talk about an upcoming event or something, press one on your phone now, and I can open up your line. While people are thinking about doing it, I do have several announcements on this end to make. As many of you know, that the makeup day for the Fat Tuesday race will be this weekend, and just want to make an announcement that the track personnel was saying that no bikes will be allowed to run, so I was hoping that they would at least let one or two grudge bikes go down the track. I just kind of want to see how that track would react with all those cars putting rough and stuff down this weekend. So I guess we won't be able to see that. Next week, we got the race down there at State Capitol Raceway, which Big J and Audie is putting on. So I'm going to ask each and every one that's in that Louisiana area or whatever, if you don't have anything else to do, to come down and support. Yeah, and then on Sunday, there will be a grudge race at Hub City. So for those of that, they could be on the way back home or whatever in the area, didn't go to the race, you all are welcome to stop by Hub City on Sunday to do some grudge racing. I don't have the exact time, but I will communicate that out next week sometime as far as gates opening and stuff on Sunday. But the track will be open for bikes and cars to race, so I kind of want to put that out there. And also, June the 1st, will be over in Valdosta, Georgia, over there at the Grudge Fest. Kind of excited myself about that race. Kind of want to see this Four Horsemen deal go down. Kind of impressed to see that those guys are stepping up to run that race. And so now, actually, is there anyone else out there that had any announcements they wanted to say, come on and talk about? Like I said, we can use this time now to open up the lines. Okay, I don't think we have anyone. My first question, man, I just want to know. I was reading Cyclebike, and I really hadn't been on that whole lot this week, but I was reading somewhere out there where the Katrina bike was up in Rockingham this past weekend, and so I kept hearing bits and pieces about it. So can someone come on here now and kind of verify, either kind of tell of what exactly took place with the race with Katrina and the Eddie Kane bike, I think. I know there's about four or five different stories coming out, so if anybody can come on and kind of clear it up, kind of appreciate for the Grush family to kind of get a clear understanding from the people itself. I know there was one time where they were saying that the Katrina bike tried to run some bikes and races was trying. Okay, we got a caller now. 3804. And your line is open.
Where ATV people are at?
I'm sure they probably would chime on in.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Just hold on there, and I'm sure when they chime in, I just tell them, either you just chime in about 5-10 minutes and kind of do a little spot check.
All right, tell them the Tiger on the L.
All right. Okay. I thought that was our call. But it wasn't. But again, the question was, can anyone, man, come on and kind of verify, either give a clarification of what actually took place up at the Rock? I know I wasn't up there and I missed the race, so I was just all going off of what I was reading off of Cycle Bike and Bits and Pieces, but I'm just kind of checking. Well, I really don't see. Okay. Well, we may have to go back to Tiger Hand. And how many, did you get any more calls from last week? With
the
ATV guy? Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay. So you didn't scare nobody from last weekend?
No, I ain't trying to scare. I'm just trying to hype it up. They already know what time it is, though.
Okay.
I mean, I done proved the point. I ain't just talking. They'll tell you I done proved the point.
And I believe you were the guy that said that you beat Candyman.
Yeah. Matter of fact, guess what? His son texted me when, no, that was about, Tuesday. Actually,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how he get my number, but he texted me, this is Junior. Do y'all have anything for sale down there?
What you trying to say, man? Oh, we trying to buy an engine or something from you?
Yeah, he want a complete bike.
Okay.
I told him everything for sale. There ain't no such thing as it ain't for sale, but no call with a ticket.
I heard that. We may have another caller here. Let me open up the line. 0510. Your line is
got
open.
It. Hey, what's up? It's Lil Rich.
Hey, what's going on, Lil Rich?
I can't call. I'm just calling, listening, see anything interesting. That's all.
Okay, well, I just made a comment early before you chimed in, man, just trying to get an understanding of what actually took place this weekend. I know on Cycle Bike we were reading where, you know, we were going back and forth about the Katrina bike was trying to get a race or something with somebody, and then the race never was down. So maybe you can, I guess, kind of clarify exactly what happened between that race.
Well, if I start from the beginning, what happened was, we never really came there to run like, you know, Kane or whatever the case may be. I mean, you know, I never talk shit about nobody's bike or nothing like that. I mean, I ride the bike. Katrina's a good running bike, but we don't consider it to be like the upper echelon bike or whatever the case may be. We don't carry it around everywhere. We mostly keep it in Hattiesburg or whatever the case may be. But C that just picked it up from Josh, and we was, you know, we brought it up there to test or whatever the case may be and maybe run BMF and, you know, some of the other people. Well, it ended up nobody came but Eddie Kane. So, of course, as soon as we open the back door of the trailer, Alex Bud Light is over there and he's talking. And then Eddie came over and he, like, did, like, the throat slit sign to Seed. I guess I didn't see it, but that's what Seed said. And that was all it took. And then Seed started talking and Eddie started talking and da-da-da. So I said, y'all mind, would y'all gamble off the trailer? And they said we need a shakedown pass and everything like that, which is fine. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, they just put their bike back together. I didn't know that at the time when I asked. It wasn't like I was trying to take advantage of somebody who just got their bike back together, but I didn't know that. So I said, y'all came off the trailers. So anyway, there was a lot of hoopla back and forth, but I try to keep it real most of the time. So I told Ray Lee, I told Eddie, I told me, I said, to be honest with you, man, I feel like that's the only way we can gamble with y'all. If y'all get y'all bike running right, we'd be foolish, like, to run y'all. That ain't what we came here to do, is to run y'all, but we would gamble off the trailer just for the sake of saying we will give y'all a race, but I can be honest in the statement of saying we can't really run with y'all. Well, it didn't end up working out that way. The off-the-trailer thing didn't end up happening. They ended up making some passes, and Seed was just so hot in the pants, he wanted to race anyway, you know what I mean? So he said, man, fuck it, we just going to go ahead and race. Excuse my language. He said, man, screw it, we just going to go ahead and race him, blah, blah, blah. Now, he never saw the second shakedown pass. He didn't even know it wouldn't shift to sit. So when Seed went over to their trailer to say that he'll run him, Kane and them said something was wrong with the bike. So C come back to the trailer to tell me, he's like, man, they say something wrong with the bike. Man, they full of crap. He thought they was lying. So I said, no, they for real. They for real. I saw something fall off the bike, and it wouldn't shift to high gear. So he's like, oh, okay, blah, blah. He said, well, man, I ain't racing anyway. If they would have took the race right now, they could get me, man. But if they got to shake down again, man, and by the time you get done shaking down, it's going to be too late. And we'll race off the trailer, but we ain't made no pass all night. It's about to be late, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they made another shakedown. Just so happens that it was a beautiful shakedown. So, of course, the reason why we didn't want to race ended up being because they made a good shakedown. But C really said that before they even made that shakedown that he wasn't going to run no more. But, you know, it just was a bunch of hoopla, a bunch of back and forth. You know, we really felt good about the off-the-trailer thing. And then, you know, I guess we kind of got lost in the sauce of all the talking shit back and forth and everything. And then C really did want to race. And we just came to our senses at the end of the night. Said, man, it's 11 o'clock at night or 10:30 or whatever it was. Temperature dropping. We just watched little Dusty lose a race spinning. You know, we ain't made near pass, so we just kind of just said, man, just catch him in Valdosta. So that was really how it happened. But we wasn't, despite how Cycle Bike tried to make it sound, we wasn't trying to take advantage of nobody or run them at their worst. Okay. It's just a gamble, you know what I mean?
Right, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that was how it happened. But that was pretty much the whole story.
I heard that. Well, I do thank you, man, for coming out there clearing that up. Cause, like I say, so many people be typing on Cycle Bike, and, man, you don't know who really to leave it in. The only thing it takes is for one person to say the wrong word or whatever, and then people blowing it out of proportion. So I thank you, man, for kind of coming out clearing that up.
Well, half the people probably still say I just told a lie or whatever the case may be, just because people believe what they want to believe anyway, but... You know, that was from my viewpoint. Now, every single dealing that C had with Eddie and them, I wasn't there for. Like, I didn't hear everything they said to each other or whatever the case may be. So everybody might have their own little twist to the story, whatever the case may be. But from my viewpoint, the best I know, that was pretty much the gist of what happened, you know what I'm saying? But truth be told, I respect Kane and them camp. We respect their bike. You know, it wasn't just, I mean, we ain't stupid, you know what I mean? We damn near was stupid, but... You know, you got to be a damn fool to come to North Carolina with Katrina talking about you going to run Eddie Kane off the trailer, and you know he dialed in. That's you got to be a damn fool, especially for the amount we was talking about doing it for. You know what I mean?
I got you.
So, but it's inevitable now. All we did was put ourselves on the map. We got to run him in Valdosta, so.
I heard that. Is that going to be one of the later on races, or are you going to do the Gamblers race first, or?
It don't matter. If the Gamblers race don't start off the trailer, then we might, you know, we might try them before the Gamblers race or whatever the case may be. But whatever order it ends up falling in, because I don't want the Gamblers race to take all day or all night, then we don't get to run nobody else. You know, because the Gamblers race, that's only two passes. You know, we really come in to pretty much play with, you know, play around a little bit with people that's outside of the Gamblers race too. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and the Kane race, that's straight off the trailer deal then?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Not necessarily. We probably end up making passes, rare case maybe, or they might end up. But if they do want to do off the trailer, I'm sure that won't be a problem either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You were about to ask a question before I interrupt you, man. I didn't mean to jump in and then...
Oh, I just was wondering who all was on the line, that's all.
Well, we got a full line here. Actually, we have three callers, so I guess we'll take the time now and start opening up lines and see what people have to say. Okay, 3117, your line is open. 3117, your line is open. Okay, on to the next one. 9439, your line is open.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening in.
Okay.
That's you, Kenneth.
All right, 1746.
What's
your line
on?
Is open.
What's going on,
what's
Chris
going on?
And my mate?
What's going on with you?
Not much, Rich. What time they say that race going to get started as far as like that four horseman race? Cause I don't want to wait around all day either. Huh?
I don't know, CC. I don't know. I guess that would be up to us for the most part, but I'm pretty sure you feel how I feel. I mean, the sooner the better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I think we really should get there and all of us should just lock in 500. Lock in, you know, at least put up 500, and then you can race whoever you want to race. If your bike ain't up this par time they call us to the lane, you done lost that 500. That's how I feel.
Now, all right, I feel you, and I respect that. Let me give you a flip side of that coin, that my opinion or whatever. What I feel like we should do is lock in the whole thing, because the reason being, what I'm saying is, the only way it's worth racing only us four or whatever case may be is because the potential of winning that whole pot. Now, let's say me. Now, I'm going to use me just so you know it's not biased. Let's say I go out there and I make a pass on Katrina, and it run a tenth and a half off. For whatever reason, it could have been because it's spinning a little, we need a slick, the clutch is messed up, or the air is bad, or whatever. But my time slip, say I'm a tenth and a half off, and I might say, man, I'm not entering that race and giving up X amount of dollars, or case maybe I'm a tenth and a half off, when really I should be in it, you know what I'm saying, because y'all might be a tenth and a half off too. But it just $500 gives anybody a scapegoat. They might get out of it. Like, it's only $500, you know what I'm saying? But if we lock the whole thing, the four horsemen deal going down, you know what I mean? That's how I feel now. Now, if you test on Friday or you run whoever you want on Friday and Saturday come and you say, I don't want to do it, that's fine. You know what I mean? But I feel like Saturday come around and you call yourself entering the four horsemen, I feel like we should lock in the whole thing. But that's just my opinion. It don't matter to me. You know what I mean?
I think this would be a good idea, and I'm just throwing it out there. I think we should get to the track, everybody line up, we make one shakedown. After that, if you feel comfortable with the way your bike is running, we're going to lock in everything.
I ain't trying to cut y'all off, but that sounds like a good idea. How y'all doing that four horsemen thing?
I think that sounds like a good idea too, but I guess it's some type of random draw.
I'm a four wheeler guy, but I'm just trying to get an idea of like a four wheeler event for, you know, how y'all just got four of the best bikes and just put up a big prize first.
Well, I wouldn't say four of the best bikes, but it's just like four of these guys who had a little rivalry already, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like we all put up X amount of dollars, whatever the case may be, and what we're doing is, I guess it's some type of random draw and winner take all, you know what I'm saying? So let's say I draw custom cuts first round and tackle box and 205 might draw each other. Well, the winner between them two run in the final for everybody's total pot, you know what I'm saying? So you make two passes for that total pot.
Hold on. I don't think the young man understands what's going down. Now, he just said it right, but just say if I pull Katrina, pull Lil Rich, and Tiger Boss pull ACP. Custom Cuts is going to run the winner out of ACP and Cocaine Bike. Let's put it like that. Lil Rich, you might as well put it on the trailer. You might as well put it on the trailer. Because I feel like I'm the best pound for pound racer, and I got the best pound for pound package out there for that day. I feel like that.
That's a good way to feel. That's a good way to feel, and I don't fault you for that, but you got three other people who feel the same way, so.
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody bleeding out. Really, me and you, I called you to race Katrina Bike. They bled off of our race. Really, this supposed to be between me and you. You know, it wasn't supposed to be no four-horseman race. I called you. I got G-Wheels on the phone. We all put this race together, me and you. And then 205 to start, you know, decided to throw a four horseman blah, blah in. You know, but I don't want you to forget that at any time during that day, don't forget that me and you got to go down that track side by side. Don't forget that now.
I like that because see, he just asked me all day. He said, so we don't draw custom cuts, we don't race. But what you're saying is no matter what happens to four horsemen, if we never meet up with four horsemen, me and you still got to race.
Now if they sit there and lock in 25, you know, whatever we, you know, running for the four horsemen, you know, I'm going to focus on that because I'm not going to lose that kind of money because I went out there and ran you.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if we – do you focus on four horsemen? Fine. So when the four horsemen deal is over with, if for some reason or another we never matched up in the four horsemen deal, me and you still got a race.
We still got a race.
If that's what you're saying, you're talking my language. Oh, I love that.
We still got a race. Now, if me and you meet up in the four horseman race, just say the first round or final round, Rich, I'm going to tell you, I always said you was my teammate, but I'm going to have to kick you off the team. But just that one race.
I would love to be off the team. I ain't never want to be on the damn thing in the first place.
You know what? You keep talking like that now. You'll never work in the field again. Now, keep talking like that now.
Don't send me back.
I wish four-wheeler racing was that easy to negotiate, man. We got to sit out there for hours to look at one race.
Right. Well, you ain't got to. Well, I tell you what, you invited to this race. We will run this bike against a four-wheeler now.
No, I'm a straight street racer. I race any motorcycle in the street. But I'm trying to respect y'all.
Well,
I'm a
professional rider. We don't do street no more. I'm professionally sponsored, so I don't do the street.
Yeah, we're going to do it at the track, but we're coming from the other end of the track.
Okay, well, I don't race like that because I ain't finna run into, I ain't finna run into the parking lot.
No, we running on the track. Actually, we going on the track. We just running backwards from the breakdown to the finish line. Still going to be the same finish line. We just going to race to the 8th mile to the finish line. But I respect y'all. I'm go ahead and talk. I'm just listening.
Yeah. But, Lil Rich, I mean, you're riding a strong bike. I respect Katrina, and I respect ACP and Cocaine. Well, really, I don't respect Cocaine because he ain't really had no build up down at the track he running at. But, if I pull you, I pray to God I don't pull you the first round because I really want two brothers to be in this final round because, you know what, we all going to go home, Rich, that night if me and you race. We all going to go home, Rich.
You said we all going to what? Custom, sorry.
We all going to go home rich. If me and you meet in the final round, we both going to go home paid.
If me and you, my bad, man. I'm so sorry, dog. If me and you what now?
If me and you meet in the final round, we both going to go home paid.
No, I ain't splitting. What you saying, we splitting?
I didn't say that. I said we both going to go home paid. You take it how you want to take it. Whether I have 10,000 betting on me on the side or 5,000 betting on you, I'm going to go home paid regardless.
Man, you a trip, man. I don't know how that works, but more power to you.
Well, you ain't. I know how it works. But you ain't going to make it to the second round. I really don't think so. I mean, because I feel like you ain't got no control in that bike. Like you said, see, he got up there in North Carolina and was talking, and you really didn't feel comfortable about what he was saying. But you had you the rider, so you got to roll with the owner. You wasn't comfortable, coming off the truck.
So yeah, I was. I'm perfectly fine with coming off the truck, always. It's never been an issue. I was the one who made the idea of coming off the truck.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, but... I don't know where you was going with that, but at the end of the day, man, all you could do is predict custom cuts, and I ain't mad at you for your predictions, but, weathermen predict all the time. It was supposed to rain in Rockham, it did. All you could do is guess and all that, man. All that don't mean a hill of beans to me, what you're saying, for real. But you got to get out there that track. You got to get out there that track, and you got to beat us. And
hey,
if you
don't
do it,
take
man, I don't think nobody like this. I ain't thinking nobody like this. At all.
Don't take me lightly. You worried about ACP and Cocaine, but the real person you need to worry about is me. Because my heart don't put Kool-Aid for nobody now. I'm trying to tell you now. I'm coming there to win now. That's my home track. I feel like I got the best advantage. If I lose the first round, y'all can talk, pick, post up on Cycle Bike. It don't matter to me. I'm coming there to race. But don't let me make it to that final round and win that race. Cause boy, y'all gonna ban me from race. Y'all gonna ban me from this radio station.
You know, what we'll probably do more likely if you win that race. We'll probably just try you again because I probably won't believe it the first time.
Wow.
We'll probably tell you to take that whole thing that you just won and try it again.
You know what? You better hope you got a job because if I beat you in the final round, D's going to fire you and probably hire me. But I won't ride that like that.
I think I got some job security, but I hear you, though.
Hey, I'm just saying, teammate. I mean, we ought to be able to talk to each other like that. I mean, we're still on the same team, right? I'm winking my eye now.
I never knew we were on the same team.
Oh, you don't remember when I told you that in person in Cecil?
Yeah, yeah, I remember you saying it, but, you know, I was supposed to agree, I guess. But I didn't know.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
But I'm not going to top the line, Chris. I mean, I was just doing Radio Patrol. I heard somebody come on here a little shorter than me, and I thought maybe I could clear things up.
Okay. Well, we got several calls here. We're going to go on and open up the lines here. 3692, your line is open.
Hold on, Chris. It's Kenny.
Hey, what's going on, Kenny?
Not much. I'm finally here. ATV Girls Bowl Saturday. Hope these boys ready.
Okay. Okay.
My man Petey went down. I want to give him a shout out. He all right. He a good rider or whatnot. He was gonna be there. He's still gonna be there. So on support.
Okay. Okay.
Who just come in, Chris?
That's Kenny. Kenny's up towards the Piedmont area.
Hey, boss.
No, this is a different Kenny here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes. All right, let's see.
Alex Bud light not on here?
Yeah, well, his light just lit up, so we're going to go on and open up the lines here for Mr. Bud Light here. 3356.
Hey, for the record, I'm an official custom cut dick rider for June 1st. Yeah, take it how you want to take it, Rich. Shit, Rich.
Hey, listen, man. I did not care.
I'm rolling with custom cut.
Hey,
all the way to the end.
I'm cool with that, man. Just make sure.
But you know what, Rich? We coming, though. And you said you're going to run Eddie Kane's. Now, don't forget the races that we talked about. The only reason that y'all had nuts is when that man bite didn't get down the track.
You just heard his pride. Everybody's supposed to look up to Little Rich like he God. You just heard his pride.
Hey. No, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm saying they went there and rented the track, and they were able to come out of the trailer. That man had his motor freshly built and came to the track that day.
And that's cool.
They came up with the money the man said off the trailer. And tell the truth, Rich. And then they told that motherfucker that the clouds wasn't the sky. The sky was the sky. Yeah.
He sure did. I'm telling you. I told you. I'm saying he sure did. You're right.
There's no hating, no other shit. But, you know, I'm just rolling cut and cut. I really feel like that song gonna win it. And boy, he gonna run that mouth and I'm gonna laugh like hell.
Doggone right. You told me, Alex, you remember when you told me to get them white boys? And I said, job.
Yep.
I said, I'm going after that job, and I got that job. I accomplished that. So
there's one thing about CC.
Yeah.
He don't have pride. He just do his job. If he lose, he lost.
Yep.
But he raised the best. See, Richard don't want to lose.
Yeah.
That's why you want to tear his ass up.
Hey, let me tell you something, Alex.
Tell me, because I've been wanting to tell you, because, hey, you know, I don't like the fact.
I don't like the fact
that we just don't run with flair, but y'all took the damn pot out of the roof. So we took that personal, and the next
right,
time
Alex.
We see y'all, we're going to take the pot out of the roof, and we just going to
do it.
That's the end.
Listen, Alex, can I ask you a question? We took the pot out of the roof. Y'all took it personal. First thing, I ain't caring about y'all taking it personal, but...
No, you know thing, you know what took the first...
Second thing, listen, Alex, listen. So when I come back and tell me this not being fair, y'all been asking to run Sandy with Flair the whole time for forever. I said, okay, we'll do it for that pot that y'all come up with. Now, I'm going to close
y'all
my
would, y'all wouldn't run... Y'all, oh, wanted, y'all wanted something, though, Rick.
I'm going to close my... Alex, but y'all asked for it. That's what I'm saying. Be realistic for 1 minute.
Man,
don't be funny.
It got
be
late,
funny.
And we was bored. We wanted to run. That's all it was. But
okay, Alex. Okay,
when
y'all so
come
when
over
I
there,
said okay,
hey.
So when I mm-hmm. said okay to it, for the money y'all come up with, all I did was agree to everything y'all said. You said you wanted to run.
Hey.
You said you wanted to run. You said how much you want to do it for. I said, okay. What ended up being the problem? I'm going to close my mouth and open my ears. Now, say something real now. Don't be funny. What ended up being the problem?
Man, the pot goddamn went out. We were going to gamble with Katrina.
I said,
we were not going to gamble with Katrina with no goddamn money like that.
Alex,
with a
I
fucking
said,
street tire bike, man. Head
Alex,
like, no.
Alex, I said Sandy.
I didn't know nothing about that. All I ate. So, we'd have ran Sandy.
You set it up.
I didn't set nothing up.
Alex, as soon as we was at the racetrack and you come up to our back door of our trailer, you said,
hey,
what y'all can do?
Greg in the mohel.
I didn't try to run the pot out the roof for that. The money that y'all said y'all had is what did I do it for.
Hey, the race we were going to do. What the pot change was Katrina.
I understand that.
But from now on, we're just going to run like a man. We're going to put a bike that look like you own you. Cubby Cook going to put y'all motherfuckers back in reality this weekend. Oh,
right.
June 1st.
Watch what I tell you.
Alex,
I'm gonna tell you something. The only way they beat me, they called Dan and sabotaged my motorcycle. That's the only way they beat me. That's the only way they beat me.
You know what hurt my feelings?
Hey, I'm
gonna
dirty and ride, Nicole. I'm
CZ, you know what hurt my feelings?
I probably
CZ, this is what hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Eddie came pull up. Fresh motor, fresh wheel. Never been on the track. They've been there since Thursday. Why the hell that man can't get a shakedown?
We didn't say he couldn't. He did.
Yes, you did. You said if he shake down, there's no race. That man told y'all motherfuckers, y'all didn't have enough damn money to bet him. And keep it gutter. Keep it gutter.
So after he shut down.
Keep it gutter. Hey, I promise you, the nigga on the phone would have bought your damn daddy.
Check this out. I told the
story
once.
Trust me when I tell you. Hey, it was a race. The pot was covered. And then but you know what, OCC?
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. That pad looked good. They didn't run them. So they said they going to shake down because they was on some other shit. And the bike been shipping sick. Who you think went back over there bailing on me? And they said, no, we didn't just ship all our gear.
Yeah.
And you know what they said? If you ship all your gear, we ain't going to race you.
Wow.
But guess what? Son of the King, they going to kick his ass on June 1st. Wow.
You know what? Lil Rich is based off of For Sure Wins. That's what he thrive on, but.
And guess what else, man? Richard always, he say, we always want to suck a race. But when you want to win a race, man? Hey, Richard, that's going to beat the hell out of you just like he always do. What race you going to do? You want to do that hand clutch race? We're going to do it. We're going to do the stock wheelbase race and lose to you so you be happy. But guess what? You might not win.
I tell you what sucker race I want to do. I go to work every day
with a white man.
Hey, listen, man. I work.
He ain't gonna
get
nothing.
I work every day for a white man too. But listen, can I ask you a question?
What you want to do?
Let me ask you a sucker race that I want to do. The one that you asked me for, Ric Flair and Sandy. Can I get that sucker race?
No. I'm gonna tell you what you can get. Merry Easter. Bunny Claus is here. You're going to get Murphy, motor to motor. And you know what? Leonidas' bike, and you bail on him. Yeah, you got that right.
Cool.
Motor to motor, Murphy. What I don't give a damn. Hey, look. Hey, Rich. I don't give a damn if you got damn 94 pounds. You got to race.
Cool.
Believe that. Bet that.
Can I ask you a question, Alex?
Yes, I'm quiet.
all right, do you mean that, or is this more like what you was doing the other day at the racetrack, just talking? And then when I say okay, then I'm then
Rich,
I'm picking on.
Hey, Rich, you know you a switch changing motherfucker. I've been looking at what you've been typing, and that ain't what you were saying.
Oh no!
You want a race, man? You want a race? But we took Rick Flair and beat the hell out of that bitch.
I hear you.
Beat some dog shit out of them. They're like, we just dogs, y'all.
Shoulda,
here. So you
shoulda, coulda, woulda, but y'all didn't run. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but did.
Hey, shoulda, coulda, woulda come with the mother that owned the bike jacking the pot up. He take one pot and then he jack it up.
Keep it
cut up, man.
I'm
keeping
it
real.
The
so the next time we see you, we're going to put them tags on your ass. You know how you do? You know how you find a lost dog? You put a tag on it.
You've been next time you seeing me to death, though, I swear. And then the next time we see you,
we don't give a fuck about you.
And then the next time,
man,
you know,
hey, Rich, have you ever won? Have you ever beat Dust?
Nah,
that's why you won't run them on the stock damn swing arms. But we'll let you beat them on the stock swing arms if you can.
Alex, I don't want to run Dusty on stock swing. I don't even have a stock wheelbase bike. I don't want to run Dusty on no stock swing arm stuff. I want to run Dusty on Ric Flair with Sandy. I just said that 2 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, why you don't run with Ric Flair and a bike look like Ric Flair?
I don't have one.
Why?
Hold on.
Will you run with Ric Flair and Murphy?
Well, I run Ric Flair and Murphy. That's two of y'all.
And Murphy.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What are you asking me? What bike? Ric Flair and Murphy, what bike? Those
yeah,
are both y'all bikes.
Ric Flair and
which
Murphy, it ain't all the damn bikes in that deal.
So
Ric Flair
which one
and Murphy
am I
is Ric Flair and Murphy.
Y'all bike?
What?
So you asking me to ride one of y'all's bikes?
He gonna ride Charlie Murphy.
I'm gonna ride Charlie Murphy and he gonna ride Ric Flair?
Fuck no, motherfucker.
That's what I'm
you
asking.
You ain't riding that on our camp, nigga.
Can somebody help me cut the
we gonna run you with and Charlie.
Y'all, he just saying, are you gonna be the one of the bikes they got?
Yeah. Can I say, yeah? Can I drag, put it behind an airplane, drag it across the sky? What do I got to say to make them understand, yeah, I run Ric Flair, I run Charlie Murphy, and whatever else they got over there.
Well, why we can't never run this race at the track, man? Why we got to get on here and look like I'm talking to you?
Hey,
CZ, I
told the story about, let me get a chance. I told the story about
CZ,
Eddie.
Don't you
right,
feel me.
Let me tell the story about Alex. When we get to the track, right, Alex comes to the trailer, right? As soon as he got to the track, he come to our trailer. He asked about Ric Flair and Sandy, right? We said, okay, cool. He said, all right, no problem. So they needed to make shakedown, no problem. They make the shakedown. Then the race come up about Sandy and Katrina, right? I mean, Katrina and Ric Flair. They asked for the break with Katrina and Ric Flair, right? Katrina give Ric Flair the break. We said, okay. We told them, see what they come up with. They come up with a number, right?
Hey, Richard, tell the truth.
C said he wanted to do double of that number, which it wasn't much. It wasn't much. Not, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no big deal.
Rich,
but
Rich,
C said
Rich,
he wanted to do more.
The pot was $3,500,
no.
Rich. The pot was
$3,500. It was $2,500.
It was $2,500. But we went on over there and we come over $3,500.
Well, last I heard,
so
he was jacked
up the 75.
When I was at the trailer with Jerry, we said no.
This is saying
no
bullshit
to
the head of game.
Alex, we said no to the race for the 25 with Katrina, but I said I'll run you with Sandy for the 25. What happened from that point? You steadily fixating yourself.
I don't know.
Yourself.
I was goddamn
you
mad and
fixating
drunk.
Fixating yourself on me, but you came over to our trailer and called your crew a bunch of scary asses. But I'm trying to spare you.
Hey, I didn't know y'all were goddamn trying to come up with 3,000 bikes. Look, I feel like this. My crew is good. I don't think we need to be running you with no goddamn headlight, street size, 1,000.
And why
with an all out grudge, flat slick boozer. We just gonna sit back and sit on here. But I'm
gonna
tell you something.
You're going to mention the headlight. You mentioned the headlight and street tire. But you managed to forget to mention nitrous. You funny, man. You funny.
Hey, look, you know what? Did we lose at the end of the night?
Headlight.
Hey, we did old dumbass race at the end of the night. Going all the way down the track.
It has a headlight lens there. It don't have a headlight.
For both of y'all, that's why we're doing the four horsemen race. It's four Hayabusas, nitrous Hayabusas. It's supposed to be evenly matched.
Hey, CC. Damn. We got a tail and a tail on the 1000. Spot wheels, everything. Headlight, all that shit in it. 1000. Them motherfuckers was on. That's the bike they want to run up with.
Alex, you asked for a race, Alex.
Hey, acknowledge that point, CC.
When you had a 3500, that's good money. It wasn't 3500, but just because you had a 1000 reasons why you would tell anybody.
I tell you what, let me know when it's my turn to talk, Alex. Then I'll speak. Until then,
I'm quiet.
You can't listen. This is serious shit. I'm not talking shit to y'all. Now you talking to my? I ain't got no bunch of money. You can't tell somebody else because the 25 was good for y'all. You can't tell another man good for him to give y'all the break when all y'all in cahoots with Eddie Kane and them. So we
man,
give
you
y'all
wasn't going to give us no damn break. Listen. You wouldn't give us nothing. We're going to run you head up for the damn money.
You was going to run Katrina and you was running Katrina and Ric Flair head up is what you're saying, Alex?
Yeah,
you're totally wrong.
That was the race.
It was the break. Y'all was getting the break.
No, we were getting Alex, the back tire.
Alex, you got to be drunk right now.
The race was the break. Please don't lie, man. I'm not lying. Okay, man. All right. Well, if you would have gave us the break on that turn, we'd have beat the shit out of you. June the 1st is going to tell the tale. It ain't gonna be no big at June the 1st. I mean, Katrina bike ain't got to worry about nobody big.
CZ.
Yeah.
CZ.
Yeah.
Eddie Kane was there, but that stupid money that he was talking got covered.
All right.
He's talking to the right guy.
So he got covered like a rug.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna run Katrina heads up with Ric Flair? That's what you're saying? That's what the race was on Saturday. So y'all do that June 1st?
Whenever we come back, Sam Cook.
Oh, okay. But listen, with the race with Ric Flair, right?
Okay. That's still Jeff Bite, the one you said was a clown.
I said who was a clown?
Jeff and all them.
When did I say Jeff was a clown?
Not Jeff.
When did I call him a clown? Not the mechanic.
The damn fool.
I got McDonald's. You said not what? Oh,
Rich, hey, I'm enjoying myself, but I got to get the hell off here because I'm in the middle of a bunch of damn lines.
Wow.
Please beat the shit out of them niggas. Please. Because, hey, I got about $800 bet on you.
Hey,
I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey, customer,
I am
you
official.
See how- You see
hey,
how he need you. You see
Chris,
how he's looking for people to
Chris,
beat the shit out of me.
Eddie, I am
anybody.
Official CC, aka Custom Cut, motherfucking Dick Rider.
Wow.
Hey,
crazy man.
Please hound them motherfuckers, because you know what
man.
They do to me.
Yeah, what's
they up? They box to me. When we look like them, it's always a problem. Hey, CC, how can a man go to a track on Thursday and catch pass all week and then say you can't shake down on Saturday?
I didn't tell him he couldn't. We told him what we wanted to do.
Is that a faggot or not? Is that a faggot or not, CC?
Man, I'm already the most hated encouragement.
I don't need to get that. Just clear up one thing for me.
Yeah.
How can a man test pass for 2 days and tell you can't go down
we
the
didn't
track
test pass.
For one?
Did I test Thursday and Friday? Now it's 2 days. Thursday done turned into 2 days.
No,
what was the second day I tested out?
What the hell you do Friday? It ain't never do down there in Rockham on Friday.
Oh, so you assume I went to the track on Friday just because we you don't know what else we did. Because you don't know every move went on Friday, too.
Hey.
Wow.
Put it like this. Yeah, if you won Thursday, quite nice. You won Friday because it was open for 2 days. It's quite nice. But what you need to do.
If you really knew, we would have went on Friday, but the track wasn't open.
Right away. Ain't nobody match with you.
I never asked nobody about no ride or weight. What you talking about?
He's a liar. I don't even mention ride or weight. Chris, I'm going to get the hell off too because this nigga is crazy. Okay, we got about seven callers here, and we're going to go on over to the line here, man, and see our first caller here, 8477. Your line is open.
Hey, Alex, you still on?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What time did Eddie Kane finally get the mic right? What time was it?
He got it right the goddamn first pass he was going to run. And they said,
well, no. I'll answer the question.
And then, after the second pass, he went down the track and the bike didn't shift.
What time did
what
he do
it matter? They were still running when he got the bike right.
And the bike was finally ready. What time was it when he made his last
477, I wish you never asked Alex one question. He was about to get off the damn phone.
Hey, you know what, though? You know what, tell me?
God,
you just as stupid as Richard. Because y'all motherfuckers fake as hell. Hey, tell the damn truth.
Alex, calling people stupid.
No, tell the truth, okay? Y'all educated guys.
Just the mic dialed in.
Y'all are very educated. No, the bike didn't need no dialing in. It didn't shift the one time. Richard, tell the truth.
I told the truth already. I told the truth already. When did the bike come back and tell you you can run for the sky?
Didn't they tell you that? You wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
You know what it is. Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris.
What's up?
Eddie Kane said he wasn't the one run track. But look, they come up with a more than a pot they said they want to run for off the trailer. Richard them said no. So Ray Lee went down there, took about a damn 500-foot pass, and they said no. So they said, fuck it. The next pass, they went down the track and the bike didn't shift to sixth gear. Do you know they lit up again like a damn floodlight?
Mm-hmm.
They lit up again like a floodlight. But
like
then,
you know what they did, Chris? She didn't even know they biked and shit. He never even saw these things.
Hey, can I ask you this?
Okay.
Can you goddamn get a bike for the window? We're going to pull the clutch covers off and everything and do this. We don't give a fuck about you, you fucking clown. You're not in your own. He don't fuck with you. You must be a piece of shit. What do you
want to
do? What do you want to do?
We got, Alex,
I
we got two more callers here. We're going
to
open up these lines, this guy. Hold on for one second. 7833, man. Your line is open. Your line is open. Okay, we got another number. It's a block 111. Your line is open. Hey, what's going on? All right. 9439. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay. All right. Let's try this other number again. We got a block number down here. Your line is open.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. It is open. You open it.
for the 1111, man, your line is open. All right, 0853, man, your line is open. Okay.
I can't wait to join the purse.
They know about on this damn line shit Rich is talking about. From now on, I know you the faggot I thought you always was. I don't give a damn if you don't like me, can't say whatever. You ain't no G.
Hey, that feeling
my
is
brother.
Mutual, bro.
CT that's, is my favorite
that
motherfucker.
Feeling mutual. Hey, that feeling is mutual.
You know, all you got to do, Bud Light, is just tell me to, you tell me who you want me to take
hey,
over doing the first.
CT,
who you want me to
you
do?
Know how we always fall out when you know how it is. It ain't going to happen tonight. I'm with you. I'm with every motherfucker that know anything about race. I want CT in the
just
four
tell
wars.
Me who you want. Just tell me who you want me to
do. Really,
CT, the
you the only motherfucker I like. I don't give a damn, no man don't like me. Rich ain't going to run nothing fair. You know why? When Rich run fair races, he never won.
I gave you the break, you clown. I got my stack top the other night, and I only do gimme races.
You know what's wrong with you?
What's that?
He's a jealous hearted ass. Same thing I did when I drove the Escalade to work. Everybody got mad at me. But long as I was down my suburban with the doors hanging in rain running down the damn thing, everybody laughing at me. It was cool. Yeah. Ha ha. That's what the hell go down. That's what go down.
Alex, why is Reese jealous of you?
Why is it? Because I'm a man. He's looking for a handout. That's what it is.
Why do you... So, Jeffro 1000 getting the back tire. What? That was a handout.
Say what?
Jeffro 1000 getting the back tire. That was a handout. That was a gimme race.
Hell yeah.
No.
Hey. He wouldn't have took that same race. He wouldn't have took that. Because if he... You know, as what he told Slim, you got to have a man match my size.
Wow. If he want the back tire.
Just give another the same thing. No. Faggots is faggots. CZ, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm
CZ, you know how the racing game go. Everybody got a reputation. That's just like Rick. I respect Ricky Grayson more than anybody for doing the race. He gave up weight on a smaller bike and did the race. Why can't nobody respect him? That's why races don't happen.
Yeah, you're right. But nobody don't respect me, so I feel, you know, the position he in, I feel
do.
It every time I go out to the track. You know, everybody picking Lil Rich, like on the pole, everybody picking Lil Rich to win. The only reason why they pick him because they're afraid to stand up to him. I don't care nothing about Lil Rich. I don't care nothing about Taco Bell.
No, he's a clown, CJ.
I mean, when you get in that lane next to me, I'm ready to do dirt. I'm ready to do dirt.
There you go. Hey, you hear that? You hear that, Rich?
One thing about it. Hey, when I get over there in that lane, and I get on that two step, and he hear that joker pop 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 pop, he gonna really know.
Hey,
I don't care nothing about how this bike drives.
Hey, I'm cool with you tearing his ass, but I'm there with you. I'm gonna tell you that now.
He better hope he don't pull my name out there. He better hope, motherfucker, man.
Hey, look, dog, that biker turd, man. How you gonna tell a man if he get down the track, you ain't gonna race him? But the next day after the race, you gonna run him at the next race.
Hey,
I
got an inside scoop on that Katrina bike. Trust me. Yeah, I got an inside scoop on that bike.
What you got, custom cut?
You really think I'm going to get on the air with everybody listening and just tell that? You called me in private and I tell you. Well, you know what? You're riding the bike. No, I can't tell you. I just show you. I did for you. Yes,
CG,
sir.
You know what you do, right? You bet money.
Yeah.
You don't bet nothing. So why not gamble with somebody else's money?
Yeah, and that's one thing I don't like.
It ain't no pressure on a motherfucker that don't pull nothing out of his pocket. Nothing.
Yeah,
no pressure.
And I'm gonna tell you something, Alex. No, when I'm up there, that's what makes me ride harder against other riders. So I got my money on the line too. I bet my own money. When I
learn that little shit, sir.
You know, Richard don't bet more than, if he do bet, he don't bet no more than $200-$300. You know, he's
hey,
a small time. To me, he's small time. You know.
Richard, bet nothing. He bet a zero. If he win, he get $200-$300.
He don't bet nothing. Zero. He don't bet on the race.
See,
that's why
I mean,
there ain't no pressure on him.
They're pimping him. They're pimping him.
Yeah, he's a. Hey, I want to get paid, but if I lose your money, I don't give a fuck about you. Nah, we don't roll like that, homie. That's what we do. We get the fuck down around this way. and to keep it gutter, I don't give a fuck about Lil Rich. He has never won. Hey, tell him how we got you to break and beat your ass, Richard. Tell him. I don't want you to say nobody called you and told you I said it. I told you now.
What you telling me now? I stopped listening about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, have you ever been done?
Nah, never in my life.
Well,
wow.
and we didn't love the people. We ain't going to beat neither.
There's
nothing wrong with that, but we're going to beat the shit out of you.
I got you.
Wow.
Because I ain't new to this. I'm true to this.
Alex,
we
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Are you coming down June the 1st of Adolphus?
Chris, I can guarantee you this. I don't know how much deal I'm going to have. I might be coming.
Okay.
But he called me. He said, Daddy, can I take the booster? The hand clutch booster. Yeah, Richard ain't going to get a final hand clutch bike and runners with.
But, Alex, can you do this for Custom Cuts? Can you please leave and come to Georgia for that race? Do it for your boy. Do it for your boy.
I'm trying to do it. Hey, CZ.
Yeah.
Chris put me on the damn spot like a boss of rock. Damn. I wasn't trying to answer that.
Hey,
okay.
For your boy.
Don't get shocked if you see me.
Because we got a photo shoot set up. I'm telling you, we're going to set it out, man. Come down here, dog. I'm telling you.
Hey, CZ.
Yeah.
On the real, me and every motherfucker I know in AC I can talk to, sorry, about 4 or 5 people, is a CC fan.
Wow.
Now, you ain't gonna see me bag up and say no bullshit. I'm telling you some true shit.
So let me I want you to answer this. Why do you think that I'm gonna win that race out of those three riders and those three bikes? Why do you think I'm favored to win that race?
I'm gonna go back to some Harry Potter shit. Your heart is the purest. Yeah, that motherfucker race because he liked to race the best. He ain't racing because he's a hater. He's no other shit. I'm just keeping it cut up. Call me if you want to call me.
Yeah.
And I always tell CC, I fucked with it. I got a picture in my house.
Yeah.
Set back. But
I mean, you
I'm
know,
just telling you.
So
I ain't
I
trying
to
hate on nobody or nothing. I'm just saying that
you don't
it's hard
nobody.
To win a race when you got them dinners harder.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Who
I mean,
jealous,
I'm.
Who am I jealous of? Say your name.
Who you jealous of? A whole lot of rattles. But
man.
Hey, Rick, we're going to do
up?
That damn stock wheelbase challenge. We're going to go ahead and do it on the bike. You ain't never rode. You don't ride every week.
I hear you, dog. This is
my gut telling. I really think that there's more clowns on that unnecessary race
But, you know what I mean? But like my son told me, he said, "Daddy, we done bet on crazier shit. What you gonna do?" I said, "I'm bet with you. I'm betting he fuck you up."
I got you.
You that one it is. But I don't know why we gotta always do everybody else shit though. That's the only thing bother me. That you. Let's not damn do it like we're supposed to do it.
Well, have anybody heard anything out of 205 or cocaine them or Tackleball Chris?
No, I talked to Tackleball Saturday, I think. They were going to Memphis, I believe.
They going to run.
They better get all the
hell. Hey, CC.
Yeah.
I know how pumped up you are, man. Shake your damn motorbike down. Don't even shake down a new bike. Because you ain't going to need it. Hey, unless you playing mind games. Do you feel me, though, Chris? All I said was, how can a man tell you what you can do that he did what he wanted to do? Is that fair? Please tell me somebody on here besides Little Sister.
Wow.
That's true. Please tell me. That man been down in Texas for 2 days. He said, "You got to come off the trailer." I mean, you had a fresh bill, man. You feel me, CC? A fresh bill. Do you feel me? How do you do that, CC? CC, cuff the cut. Chris.
No, but I sound like you preaching tonight.
Hey, do you feel me though, Chris?
I think you got everybody.
Look. The man hurt his motor and didn't want to say nothing. And the man had a brand new, fresh motor. And they won't give him a shakedown.
Wow.
But when he went down the track and shut it off, they come over there and said no. Being that one time he did go down there and it didn't shift the sixth gear, they came over there loud mouthing. And they said no. They said, "Man, I got to shift my bike." And the bike went down the track and shifted all the gears, and then they said no again. So, all you want to do is win on some bullshit? Isn't gay people involved?
You can't.
Dennis Rodman. I'm in Dennis Rodman's at Cross Dresser.
Yeah, but you can't fault Little Richard for wanting to have a for sure win. Maybe
man, look, man. Hey, that's what I'm saying. But we took him over there, and they had a turned ass bike sitting out there. And we took a bike out of there. They had a slide. We had a hand cut. We were going to run them. They had like they had no. You feel me, Richard?
What?
Yeah, of course. You were going to run that motorbike right there.
I think Richard mad at.
No, I ain't mad. It's no point. It ain't no point in saying nothing. What's the point?
So when we come down there, we're going to run Big Red, Slider, and Nacho, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it, but
I'm sure
when you get there, you don't mean what you're saying, but yeah, you could do that. I agree.
I know the fuck I'm saying. We won't run that damn orange bike that you wouldn't run, hand clutch and slider with your great ass on it.
You can run the orange bike too. You can run the orange bike.
We can run the orange bike.
You could have ran the other day. We ain't no fuel.
Please tell me, y'all, why when a man go on and we just left the track, all the race can happen. CC, you know anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, what happened? He said he didn't have no fuel or what?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Ain't no say he don't have no fuel. I don't have to lie. We didn't have no fuel. for the orange bike. It runs on VP import. Nobody there had import, so we didn't have no gas. But all the races that he's talking about that he asked me for, we said yes.
Got a million goddamn dollars with a head fuse.
It's not. It wasn't a lack of want. We didn't have it. How can you buy something that nobody got?
Man, I was right down the road, and I had all the VP import you wanted. Man.
If we was in Mississippi, we had plenty of VP import, but we didn't have none at Rockingham.
Hey, all I can say is this. Richard, you are a clown.
Clown, chit-chirred, and all that. What do you think
he's a clown, too?
I mean, yeah, I just want to.
Just beat us in the head up race. Run us in the fair race. Because, you know, you remember you talked to us and give you the break with a goddamn, with flair. And you hit the brake on everything.
Sandy and Ric Flair, no. Sandy and Ric Flair, no. Is that head up or no?
We're going with a nigga foot behind that motherfucker.
Huh? You come with the what?
With that foot behind it. We put that slick on that motherfucker. That would run you.
All right. You put a slick on it, you can run Katrina.
No, we going to run you.
Okay, don't worry about it. Keep the street tire on.
Well, don't worry about Katrina. Run Eddie Kane.
That's a done deal.
Why do you keep on jumping around? Because that's what I tell you.
I'm not
gay
jumping around.
Versus Super Gay.
Before you got on the phone. I already answered all this.
Can we motor the motor? Motor the motor.
Yes. Yes.
We can motor the motor, Murphy.
Yes. Let me ask you this. Of all these races you're talking to me about, between Ric Flair and Murphy or whatever, which one are you willing to lock in?
Man, I don't know how to lock nothing in. You the clown.
My
feelings.
All right, well, which one do you want
I just figured out something.
Since we the clowns.
And I told my damn boys.
We the clowns. Which one you want us to lock in?
What shit? Fuck, I'll be there. You don't want to send the head over, clown.
Yeah, if you will now.
Man, we're going to do that the other day. You talking about. Richard. You the fucking fake ass motherfucker. You was a super fake ass motherfucker. MVP, chrome, gold, whatever, the silver, whatever you want. You know damn well we was bored. Y'all jacked the pot up.
No, we didn't.
We
man.
Told
I
we
told
had 3,500.
I told you we run Sandy for what you had. I know. You know I'm telling the truth, Alex. Quit bullshit.
Hey, but you know what? Y'all left Eddie alone when y'all got that phone calling.
What phone call? We got a phone call now?
All of a sudden, that money talking shit stopped. Yeah. When them motherfuckers answer y'all call, y'all shut the fuck up and found us. We budget living motherfuckers.
Hold your thought there for 1 second, man. We got some more callers on here. We're going to open up the line. 0655. Your line is open.
He's somewhere.
0655, your line is open. Okay. 1178, your line is open.
Got any pension racers out there?
We got a few. I think they may chime on here later. Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, who is?
The pension racers.
He was asking
about
a
pension race.
Piedmont.
Piedmont. I'm going to Piedmont. Is that the same dude we've been all about?
Another one.
Is this the dude that called in last week?
No, this
yeah, I called in last week.
Man.
This dude was talking shit to me.
No, you talking about Tony.
Oh,
I think you talking about Tony. You talking about the motorcycle?
Yeah, man.
Tony's not on. He was on earlier. He may chime back in.
Man,
this
motorcycle.
Well, find Eddie Kane, because I know that motherfucker over here.
All
right, let me go down the list here. 3692, when your line is open.
336
number,
that was.
Chris.
Huh?
Chris.
I thought I was just chiming back in to see who that was.
You're going to have a 336 number. Third number.
I see a 3692. Let me see. Nine. Let me go back up. 9439. Your line is open.
Hey, Bud Light.
Hey, Dave. Talk now, little sister. Talk now, little sister.
I thought when you stopped. Now I hear what you said. I've been online all the time.
You hear that clown, didn't you?
I've been in there.
Now let me
ask Eddie a question.
No, faggot.
Eddie, was I not? Now if I'm wrong, then you tell me. Was I not from the start of the day? Aside from shit talking, you know, Bridget, you got shit talking. But aside from shit talking, was I not completely straight up from the time y'all rolled in that gate to the time we left?
You were straight up, but my this is the deal with me.
Bridget a faggot, though, Ed. I'm gonna tell you.
He's
too faggot. All right, but
this is quiet. This the deal with me. The man offered me a race off the trailer for 5 cents, which I agreed to. After I agreed to it,
right,
he jacked the price up to 10 cents, and
right,
I told him I had to make the
same. Hey, you said you'd do the same as five.
Don't leave that out. So I told him, let me make a shakedown, and we can run for whatever. After I made the shakedown, which I made a 6'3", 330, y'all asked for the back tie. I said no.
Right.
Okay. I made another pass, and which it didn't shift 6 gear because the nitrous bottle fell off on the top side.
I saw that.
Okay. I told y'all I couldn't run until I made another pass, make sure the transmission was right.
Right.
Transmission was right. I told him I was running for the 25 that he said. All right, you came to me and asked me, was we going to flip for lane choice? And I said, yeah. And 15, 20 minutes later, y'all strapping the bike down.
Right.
But, you know, it ain't no big deal. We're going to get it on.
Wow.
We're going to get it on.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to get at. This is what I'm getting at.
You're a faggot.
Alex, man, shut up, man. We still talking like this. Here it is a few days later, right?
Faggot.
Which is fine. We the ones who declined the race. We the ones who made it not happen, whatever case may be. If we get nailed to the cross or lynched because of that, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no big deal. But as far as my story or changing yours, or whatever, you told the exact truth just now. I'm gonna say one thing, Eddie.
Didn't they go home and beat the hell out of you on the internet?
It was a whole lot of people that beat me up. You know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is, a whole lot of people.
Up,
huh?
Because to me, I thought that from my viewpoint.
It was the AC dude, Mr. AC, whoever he was, you know what I'm saying? I'm having trouble finding the water box and blah, blah, you know. But, hey, that's all cool. I promise you June the 1st.
Richard, they're going to run you first. Because they beat the hell out of you on the
left. I won't beat the hell. I want to beat the call. Price only got on my nerves so bad. I want to beat the shit out of them.
Damn. Right. Hey, ain't no motherfuckers aggravating.
I'm running. If Kane's hold up, I'm running everybody. Anybody, whoever want to run. That include you if you still on here, CC, your ass too.
Hold up. Pump your brakes, Kane.
What you mean? No, you pump your brakes, nigga. I told you last time, boy, that I was going to shut your ass down. You ain't got a chance to win that 400 race. You ain't got a chance to tail.
Hey, you a
man,
clown,
Eddie.
Dude. Yeah, Eddie, Eddie, serious question. Does that include? I'm just asking. I'm doing the same thing Alex is doing right now. Does that include?
Oh, what do you mean? No. I'm asking.
Does that include Area 51? No, I'm dick riding right now.
Man, we don't care about no goddamn Area 51, you faggot. We ain't gonna ride.
I'm asking Eddie.
You ain't riding nothing.
Oh.
Caleb riding.
Eddie, does that include Area 51?
This is what I'm gonna say. This is what I'm gonna say to your question. We will have an equalizer with us at Valdosta.
Oh, here we go.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because you can get it all day long. You can get it all. Because you can get it all day long. Because you ain't got nothing.
Full of dress.
I hear you. You ain't
got nothing.
If I'm so slow, if Custom Cut's so slow, then why you picking on me? If I'm a little dog, why you picking on me?
I'm just saying, you got a boost. You the one claim you the shit, you this and you that. You ain't nothing.
Richard did this.
That's, you know what? Coming out of another man's mouth, I expect for you to say that. But coming out of my mouth, I'm the champ. You a chump. You begging for a raise. I don't have to beg for a raise.
I'm a chump.
Whatever you want to call me.
You put your panties on just like I put my boxers on, punk.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm gonna put my panties right up your nose on the first.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my panties right up your nose.
Well, let me be first then. How about that? Let me get up in you first.
Y'all motherfuckers scared to death of that.
You
ain't
gonna
do nothing.
And I guess,
Eddie, I want to be with Shine and Alex and everybody who can't beat you. I want to be on here, just like Alex is on. That's a safe place to be, right?
Just like Alex, right next to you. Hold on, you hear how Alex is tonight, Richard.
Yeah.
Next week at Piedmont, goddamn, he'll be talking shit to me.
I know. Eddie, we don't run each other though. That's why we ain't gonna run each other. But I'm talking about you and your pot changing ass boy. Motherfucker, if you say one pot, we come up with it, don't change it.
Just like y'all did.
And you know what? Y'all called the scapegoat. But y'all didn't play that shit with the other fella, you know, on the line. You know what I mean?
I don't want to talk about that. Y'all ran over there and played that with us.
But guess what? Merry Easter. Bunnick Law is coming to the next race. You motherfucking faggot.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to tell y'all this right here. If I win that four-horseman race, I'm going to load up and I'm going to leave because that's all the money I'm trying to make. I ain't trying to break the bank.
You pulled the lead. To be honest, though, what I'm going to get mad for? You the one I'm going to win with. Hey, what I'm going to get mad for? They taking the goddamn bike to Virginia tomorrow, man. They going to Nana race. You was coming to run me, though. If you was the nigga that was coming to run me, I got the money. How much you want to run for, man? Most money is possible. You going to run my street bike with a four-wheeler, right?
Hell, what are you talking to?
Yeah, the Blue Boozer. We had it at Rockingham. Richard, you seen it? In the hand clutch, Richard?
Yeah, I seen it. It's a hand clutch.
In the hand clutch?
Yeah.
He didn't want to say that.
But I got something over Eddie Kane.
What you got for me? Hey, we're going to see you Saturday, right? Lock it in. Lock that monologue in. It is a damn fool on the earth from Eddie Kane. We're going to see you Saturday. Right?
Yeah. June the 1st.
June the 1st.
Yeah, this custom cuts now. I'm talking. This ain't the four-wheeler
dude. Oh, I thought this got them four-wheeler dude. I was like, God
yeah.
damn.
Yeah, they don't even know, man. I want to know, is Katrina going to run Eddie Kane June the 1st? I want to get my, you know.
No, Katrina not going to run. Oh, he ran all the good at Rockingham. That some boy tired of them.
That's the last race of the year. Because we didn't run out of Rockingham. Never going to run.
That's the last race of the year, and y'all that fouled off to the best track in the world? Come on.
No. I'm being sarcastic. I'm asking Alex. I said, is that the last race? Because we didn't run them in Rockingham, we not going to run them?
Hey, listen, don't act like the track won't hold. Don't act like that.
I didn't say the track wasn't hold. What did I just say about the racetrack? Somebody tell
me
what I just said.
They told me Pig been on there. Little girl, we love the race, man. Hey, Eddie Kane.
You
the one that sucked some dick. I said, no, it is my man. We raise each other.
I got you, man. That's all that is cool.
But, Richard, well, you know what you are. You're a damn track star. Motherfucker, Marion Jones didn't have a damn thing on you. You the record-setting-ass nigga. You run fast. You are tremendously fast. Because you know what? You run. Eddie, don't run.
This is all I'm going to say. Come June the 1st.
That is.
Come June the 1st, they didn't got to ask me for one time to run off the trailer. One time. And it ain't going to matter what they say this time. I promise you that one.
Whole thing about it, Eddie.
So, Little Richard, you hear what I said, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you can tell C to just say what he want to run for from the start. Don't change it when I agree. Whatever he want to run for from the start, if he want to run off the trail, that's what we're going to do.
I got you.
Wow.
And we got another caller here. Right. And we're going to open up the line. 9017. Your line is open.
Alex.
What?
Man, you one hating ass dude, man. I just been sitting back and goddamn listening to you talk.
And
you hating
no
hate like a motherfucker.
You
hate. Man, you be hating like a motherfucker, cuz. Goddamn, then you jumping on everybody goddamn team tonight, cuz. What's going on? You all right, man?
I would comment to you, but you's a dumbass. So I ain't gonna get in. Talk to yourself.
Goddamn, man.
Talk to
a
motherfucker on the track. And pull that bullshit. So, that's what I'm going to talk to you, you fake-ass Mike Tyson.
Man, you just goddamn start trying to join everybody's team and shit, man. You admitted that you a dick rider, man. God damn, Ellis, man. God, you going to be sober, because you can't be drunk.
Hold up. Favre, you gonna say?
Hey, Rich. What, Rich is still on here? I don't see why in the hell he would goddamn argue with you anyway, Alex. You can out talk any motherfucker, man.
Hey, why you went at the track with your little dirty ass and your $93
well,
truck?
One thing you do know,
why
you know that mic coming out soon. One thing
why
you do,
you
motherfucker. Hey, Alex. Y'all 0-1.
Eddie.
What?
Ain't all we hear about it.
Eddie,
wow.
Y'all
0-1, man. I didn't impress this little dirty ass 93 Dodge truck driving. He said he was driving a Bentley when he was 16. How the hell you going back with you, stupid ass nigga?
I wasn't going to even get down
and
get on him.
Pinch a little bit out and put in there.
I just heard you talk tonight, man. I was like, this old dumbass, broke ass dude,
man. What you
going to
do when you going to pick up your bike, faggot?
Say what?
What you going to do?
Man, we ain't even got to talk about that tonight, Alex.
One thing down, and this is for the record and the world to know. It will
ain't
be
to worry about
it.
Right.
But your ass
going to
be
race,
beat, you faggot.
That race is a done deal, man. So I don't even want to talk about that shit.
Like,
right, so
what
do
you
want to
do, you faggot?
I want to talk about how you trying to join everybody's team now. I want to talk about how you call your own self a dick rider, which everybody
so
already
when,
knows.
So when is I not fucking editing?
Say what?
I don't get that. Edit.
Man, you, jump,
you don't
man,
know
you
me,
jump.
Edit.
Yeah, I know you.
Edit. Man,
all the motherfuckers don't know that we type is the clown on the phone. They sound like a pussy.
Man, y'all motherfuckers up there don't like each other for real, man.
Boy, you's a retard. Just take your damn life. And
Alex,
your
you don't even
ass.
Matter, man.
Hold on.
I just enjoyed the show tonight, man. You repeated the goddamn thing about 10 times over and over again.
That's your
voice. Hey, man, why did you click in to argue with Alex Bud Light?
Like, heels on. Hey, Rich, you know what you're stupid about you, Rich? You think it's a $3 bill.
Rich, I was just really tripping on you arguing with goddamn Alex tonight, because you really don't understand. And he called everybody out goddamn town, which he know he the fucking biggest town of all.
Chris.
Well, there you go.
Chris.
And I know that, and I feel like a lot of people listening know that, and everybody know that.
Chris.
So I'm choosing not to entertain.
Can I ask you one thing?
What's up?
What's that? Two things. Killzone is a straight pussy. He's nothing. But why wouldn't Richard be with his uncle? Richard, I've been wanting to ask you that for years. If your uncle was a goddamn superstar, why didn't you? Please tell me why you ain't a star like your uncle.
That shit,
please
I ain't my uncle. Tell me why you ain't one like my uncle.
I ain't his damn nephew.
My son is
the offspring of me, little duck.
I hear you.
They come out of any airplane or any photo. Man, I'm gonna cut my wire off. I don't even want to talk to Gil, man.
Well, don't talk. Well,
what you gonna say, Rich?
Hey, what that fat girl that you had last week, Ellen?
I don't give a fuck about you. You don't care about me. It don't matter with me.
Ellen, man, you just be.
Look, talking to yourself all the time, man. Can I ask Eddie a question? Eddie Kane.
Yeah.
Hey, why you
right here?
Hold on, Alan. Why you said that about prices? You know, they been saying something kind of slick out the mouth.
About
man, they
what?
All been cutting up. But
hold on,
see,
wait a minute.
I want you to beat the game. I want you to win the
Alex,
race, man.
Alex, shut the hell up.
Please let TC win the race.
Hey, I'm not saying that something on the
phone. No, please let TC win the race.
Oh my God.
Y'all gotta get
Eddie
a little pass,
because
y'all know that man was a special
idiot,
man. So y'all just over talking.
No, Eddie, you said something to the effect. I read on a psycho bike that
prices and them. I you said something about they were talking slick out the mouth. Why said you wanted to race them?
Cause they always talking slick out the mouth. I been wanting to race them, but that prices he's scared to death. He's scared to death. He get online and talk that shit. Look, I'm just like he did. I'm telling you what he did last night. Little slick bit. He put that shit up there online. I told him lock the race in off the trailer. You know what he did? He went and called Cecil. You know what Cecil told him?
What was that?
Eddie going to My Rock. He ain't going down there. He going to My. This motherfucker gonna text my phone. I get up this morning. Got a text on my phone. Said Cecil said you ain't going to Valdosta. You going to My Rock. Bitch, I just told you lock in. Cecil ain't my damn mechanic.
Wow.
Hell, Cecil know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? And then Tackle Box called me earlier today. Said, man, I don't know what the hell wrong. I'm going to talk to the price, man. He need to go ahead and drop his nutsack, man, and go ahead and lock this race in with you. He ain't want to race me because he's scared. He
wow.
get online and talk that shit. He's scared to death of me.
So what you're saying is all that internet talking, they've been picked up, y'all might, they're going to run. Oh,
and
yeah, what's
so
that?
You know what he been doing?
I'm going to tell him one thing.
Look.
And I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Well,
I told him,
up now.
Eddie Kane going to plant every seed he got, see him in the goddamn grapevine come up. That's what I told him. That was the
okay,
fuck. And I'm quiet now.
Okay, Eddie, what's up, man? What you saying?
He texts my phone. He's a man. He's a motherfucker. I was running 690 consistent last year without an auto. I got an auto now. What you think? I'm gonna run between 210 and 214. I know, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you run. Get in the other lane, man. Who you trying to steer? He trying to steer somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you ain't
yeah.
gonna steer me. You got to beat me. That's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the fastest thing in the world, but man, you just got to beat me. I just want to race. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I might can't win.
So. With all them posting pictures on the internet showing they bikes, talking about they test and it's been raining for 3 days and blah,
man,
blah,
they
blah.
They front, man. They be testing them bikes. It might be raining down there, but they be testing the bike. Cause I talk to Shine and Ryan all the time, and they be down there testing them bikes, man. They just ain't got them bikes right. That's all it is.
That made me feel even better then. That made me feel, you know what? You may see some action out of me then.
I'm telling you. Look, he tell me, man, I ain't had a chance to test, but I talked to Shine. Shine said, man, I'm telling you, the bike ain't leaving that hard, so he ain't going nowhere. But he swear he can run it on motor. Why are you going to the track every time you turn around, you running just motor? That don't make no sense.
Right. Now I'm gonna ask you something, Eddie Kane. I want you to be a man about this question right here. Mm-hmm. Don't side with me. Don't side with Tackle Box. Mm-hmm. But Tackle Box said me meet in the final round. Who would you bet your money on?
From what I've been hearing, I probably had to bet with you. I don't hear a few things about your bike. I hear it pretty fast.
I can't believe you think we ain't on
the world.
That
you know what? The world done heard this tonight. Eddie Kane is on my team. Eddie Kane is a teammate.
Cutting you off. Let me see if this is the call we've been waiting on. 2640. When your line is open.
Come here. I have to be
He's in the line.
Yeah, I guess not. We had to go on him. Okay, you get around.
I really like how black people are speaking together tonight. You know, this is what I've been looking for in these radio shows. I mean, I like how we stick up for each other because at the end of the day, they look out for each other too.
I'm gonna get off the damn air.
Nah, man, we're
gonna
get
on the race.
We're going to cut Alice out. Everybody else stick up for each other, but we're going to cut Alice
out. He was a faggot. Bro, don't bite the eye shot.
Wow.
Everybody already said Alice ain't shit.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't care
about what you think.
You just sit your ass inside.
Hey, cut.
Yes, sir.
Everybody get my job.
No, for real, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
June the 1st is going to be
it'll be treated right. He'll be fast when he come back.
No,
he's
Alex,
a girl. So
listen to me, Alex. I want you to listen to me, Alex. Now, June the 1st is going to be the first annual grudge racing intervention for Alex Bud Light. Alex Bud Light, I want you to show up.
We might come to
Hey, CC, you can say that shit all you want. Alex is not coming to the event, man. Alex goes to the goddamn 3 events a year, man. I think. I don't know why the motherfucker.
I don't talk, and I sound like a faggot.
That motherfucker is not coming to no event. His fat ass just goddamn.
I don't
know what the fuck going on with Alex, man.
What's giving me a little buzz right now? I can't believe Eddie Kane said that about me tonight. He's actually trying to bait me up.
Yeah, it'll beat you up, man.
I agree. I ain't trying to bite him up.
Nah, I'm not the man, but I got a goddamn in your bill room.
Eddie talking about he heard something about my motorcycle. I want to know who's talking.
Tell them boys ass up.
I know what happened. He must have been up there in North Carolina when I backed Drayton him down with Caleb riding L bike. Yeah, he probably was up there either.
I was up there then, but I didn't hear this recently in the last few days.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna fuck them faggots up. They bullshit.
Man, you always tell you won't be gay. You always call somebody some fucking
man,
faggots.
Shut
and shit, man,
shut the fuck up.
So fat ass.
You dog.
You got to be gay. That's all.
Not like nobody.
If everybody knows, man, you repeat
really
the same old
not
shit, man,
like
about 10
times.
Right,
we got another caller here, man. We're going to open up the lines. It's 6645. Your line is open.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
What's going on with the possum?
I'm a whole lot. Sitting back listening to every damn buddy. I've been sitting on the front porch just listening.
There it
y'all
is.
Y'all crazy as a motherfucker out here. Shut up, Alex.
I was just finna say that shit, and I bet ain't nobody else out. You know, fuck Alex. Everybody tell him to be quiet. He still won't shut up. The motherfucker might be deaf. Oh, you done? I love you, Alex. Huh? You talking to me? Yeah, buddy. I'm just fucking with you, man. I just couldn't help it. I was funny as hell. Oh, hell no. I'm being. No, that fat motherfucker can talk for real.
Oh, my
God. He take over the show. I thought he was the new host.
What you
want to do, man?
Who, me?
Yeah, since I stole the show. It ain't that damn gay-ass motherfucker in the background.
The only way he be talking so much, so he ain't got no fucking cable or no lights and shit.
Come on, Kill.
That would y'all run me with BMF on my first shakedown off the truck.
No, he can't do that. He can't do anything. Because he's fresh out the chop, man. If he make it down there, he's going to be fresh out the chop, man.
So, Possum, you won't be able to do that?
No.
You won't be able to do that? Okay, well.
Wow.
Come on in, fresh out the shake up.
I'm trying to understand what Alex's saying. I mean, the word is we're supposed to be testing this weekend. So, everything's everything. I definitely want to do this.
Yeah, I want to do
this. We're testing that, fam. Why are they just became friends?
Y'all gonna Eddie Kane.
What is they love?
You know, Trap is coming up tomorrow, right?
Man, you know what? Eddie Kane done messed all my money up. Now I can't get no.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Cuss, you still got us, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't
had none of that fuel you needed.
Huh?
Wow.
I said, sorry, I had that can of fuel you needed. I got it here in the house, a whole fresh can if you ever need it.
We got some now.
Hey, I don't need.
Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Hey, on that race with you and Jeff Robite, did you think something went wrong with Jeff Robite?
Man, it had to, man.
That damn thing got down quick, man. That Jeff Robite got quick. Now, I can't tell you what happened on the other end, but only Rich can tell you.
I had a front row seat. I don't know what happened. I can't speak because I don't know what the bike run like, and I ain't never been next to it before, but...
And that bike old. That bike was the bike that I had to bring my starter box to try to start.
No, the thing is, goddamn, people trying to say something went wrong with goddamn Jeffro bike. So
it may be. I mean, he was out there a good little ways. It had to be. That's the best I can say.
Yeah. So he didn't come to you and ask to run the bet, right?
No, one of his buddies said that they would run his heads up in the 8th mile, but Jeffro said that didn't come from him. He said that must have been the dude just asking, but he didn't want to run.
Nah, your bike. I guess your bike just that damn fast, huh?
Or his something happened to his. One or two.
Give me one more.
But I damn near wish I didn't win that race, man. Now I got to give everybody under the sun the back tire.
Now, which is worse? Hey, Little Rich.
Huh?
Which is worse, winning that race or the rumor about 51 Motor?
Shit, at this point, winning that race, because the rumor about 51 Motor died. And like I said before, I think people knew better than that. It was just something to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, them people know that I ain't got no damn hair 51 Motor.
I mean, but shit, whether you win or lose, it all going to be shit to be talking anyway.
Well, the one thing about that man who built that motor is that, you know, some people say that everything's for sale. Some things just ain't for sale.
How do you know who built my motor?
Marshmallows and crackers.
The hell?
Might want some crackers. Yeah. But nah, everything ain't for sale. Everything can't be bought.
That's right. Exactly.
That's 1-0. So. But, yeah, I don't know. It's been a mess ever since that race. But I beat the man by a wheel, and everybody say that it was a gimme race. You know what I'm saying? Like I knew this and I knew that. Like, now all of a sudden I'm an expert on Jeffro's bike. I knew everything about it. I knew that I could beat him. And, man, I don't know.
Then if you beat him by a wheel, Rich, how you think something happened to his bike?
Yeah, but what that mean?
I mean, your ass won't look as slow, buddy. So if you beat him only by a wheel, his ass damn sure.
Man, listen. He beat him by a wheel. Ask him about did he roll the throttle on top side?
No, I ain't roll no throttle. Did anybody see me roll
smart,
the throttle?
Smart throttle would.
Listen, hold on. If somebody saw me roll the throttle or look back or whatever, then I'll say I rolled the throttle. But we ain't going to just create stuff. I ain't rolled the throttle. Anybody who was sitting at the 8th mile, I got a video on my phone. It looked like I had enough room to run him down from 2 bikes at the 8th mile to roll the throttle on. Y'all get Sandy a lot of credit, man. I need to put them up in the museum.
So,
Sandy,
He wasn't two bikes out on the 8th mile.
How many was he out of the 8th mile? I had already made it up.
You done made it up. I was standing past the 8 mile.
So the new version of it.
The only one was standing at the 8 mile.
The new. Hold on. I guess y'all spot where y'all was standing at was way better than me on the bike. So the new version is that I ran him down early and rolled the gas.
You were still behind at the 8, but it wasn't no 2 bikes.
Oh, a bike and a half. I mean, I don't literally look over and count. I mean, I was just guessing. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know.
Well, when y'all came by me, I was down past 8. It wasn't no daylight between them bikes.
I got you. Yeah, that might be the truth. That might be the case. But I didn't throw no gas. Wide open throttle, hoping I catch him.
That's why all these 1,000 scared to run cut for cut. Man.
What 1,000 scared to run custom cut?
I know.
The whole topic on the internet being the Booster is a bigger CC bike than a 1,000. It shouldn't be ran. You know, I'm tired of hearing that because if you line up, that's telling me that you got enough. You think you got enough to beat me.
No, it's called gambling.
Everybody in the world, there's more 1,000 grudge bikes than there are boosters.
But every single person that owns a 1,000 feels y'all at a disadvantage. When the 1,000 lose, they make all the excuses about the CCs then. But before the race, they want to say, you know, it's gambling. Yeah.
I don't hear it now. For the record, I don't hear Eddie Kane and them say that. So I'm not talking to Eddie Kane. I don't hear them talk about CC. But what I'm saying
Do you want to run right off the trailer, CC? Do you want to run Kane right off the trailer, June 1st?
I got that $10,000 raise. I mean, I'd rather do that first, man. I'm trying to get bread.
You can get all the $10,000 you want.
I ain't got money like that.
Okay.
You know what?
Go ahead and do your four Harmon raise then.
Hey, you know what? No, people don't like you talking about digits on the phone. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't got bread like that. But I got enough to enter that race.
I said, go ahead and do your four Harmon race. And we ain't no need to talk about that. Just go ahead and win that $10,000.
Win that $10,000 and then go talk about running.
No, you said you're going to hit the gate when you get in that $10,000.
Yeah, you're right about that. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right.
My personal opinion,
and I haven't been in this game as long as Rich, so don't listen to what I gotta say. But I am a firm believer that 1,000s and boosters can run all damn day long in an eighth, but boosters will stay together a lot longer in a quarter mile than a 1,000. That's all I'm gonna say.
Depending on who the tuner. I can name one tuner, but I'm not gonna name him because he's not here anymore. But he would tune the mess out your motorcycle and blow it up. I don't care what you got, a Booster or a Harley or whatever, he'll blow it up. He'll blow it up. I don't care, and Rich know who I'm talking about.
Don't say his name. Come on now.
I'm not gonna say his name, but Rich know who I'm talking about. Hey, man,
yeah,
probably
everybody knows
who I'm talking about too.
No. Damn,
CC,
everybody
knows
what you're talking about.
I didn't say no name, so I'm not wrong.
Change the subject. The Booster's scared to run Eddie Kane. Okay.
No, he's scared to run me. Don't get off of that. I asked you for a race off the truck. Don't come on here like you're some kind of, you know, mediator.
Yeah, let's get to that. Possum, why you scared to run that man off the trailer?
Excuse me? I was trying to analyze why Alex said no. Honestly.
No, analyze why you ain't answering me on my race.
I did answer it. Why don't you look it up? What did I say? Look at the response. When you said,
you said
my first eight down pace, pass. What did I say?
You said something about you did that race before like that and lost because it was too fat and blah, blah, blah.
You said your first eight down pass, not my first eight down pass. Now,
Eddie Kane, you see what I'm talking about? He know what I'm talking about. I said on our first shakedown pass, yeah, everybody read it. I said, let's do it on our shakedown pass. Come on, man. There ain't nobody going to stay around at 1 o'clock in the morning until y'all see a number, then want to run.
Well, if you want to go straight out the trailer, buddy, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to leave that up to my tuner. And that's
I can't speak on that bike right now.
Look, I'm going to tell you this right here. I don't leave nothing up to my tuner. I pay the cost to be the boss. If I say I want to run, I don't care what he say. I'm going to run.
See, I thought your tuner told you different.
No.
If Darren Wagner tells you to get in that ass, you get in that ass. But now it's different.
Wait, hold on. First of all, anybody that works for me going to do what I say if I'm paying the cost. Don't forget that. Don't ever forget
all
that.
Right, I'll tell you what. This is my answer to your question, okay? No. Clear.
Yeah. No. Just like I thought. Little slow turd custom cut just called Possum out the truck with BMF, and he talking about no. Because they know they coming to this South Georgia heat, and they got to be tuned to run down here. You better get down here the day before. You better get down here the day before, because it's muggy down here.
Papa.
Yeah, buddy.
No. What the hell you mean, no?
Okay, damn it. Yes, I'll do it. You ready? There you go. That's it. I'm doing it.
Let me give you some advice, Possum. Take it from me. I'm learning this from experience. Do not, under any circumstances, do any kind of testing, bro. You're going to lose your punk out money if you test. That's not off the trailer.
Hey, Possum, let me tell you this. If you're going to leave it up to your tuner going to tell you to do it.
He made the changes on the bike. You know what changes he made on it. So you know it's got to get on track first so I can speak on it.
Well, I'm saying you're going to have time to do whatever you need to do, but I'm telling you, because, like I said, when I got to the rock, when they said something about the rock, I know what Brian said, yeah. Hey, I don't see why not. So, hey, it's a race. He going to tell you, yeah. I go ahead and do it. If you get down that Friday, you can tell it's Friday. Shit, what are you going to say?
You doggone right. And you know what? I tell you what, better yet, they get down there Friday. Me and you will do, I ain't saying we'll do something for, you know, $5 to $1,000 on Friday night. Me and you, Possum, get down there on Friday. I'm going to be down there. We'll go ahead and get out a little race on Friday night.
As long as the bike's tuned on Friday, that's fine.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear that, man. Go to sleep. I don't want to hear that, man. Man, go to sleep, man. Y'all talking about on the internet, I'm a turd. I'm sitting here trying to get a race out. Booster.
Three times last year, I tell you I'd run your ass over. I don't want to talk about that. You're right. I'm going to shut up talking. But when shit's right, I'm going to be pumping on my shit. Look, I'm talking about what's going to happen Friday and Saturday, June the 1st. I ain't trying to talk about what happened last year. Look, guys, we got about 7 more minutes. We got one caller here. We're gonna open up the line. It's 3804. Your line.
Yo.
Hello.
Did you find him?
Hello.
Hey, who was looking for the tiger?
Oh, that guy is gone, man. I'm gonna forward you the number to him.
Okay, somebody just texted me. That's why I was like, they told me to call back. Somebody was looking for me.
I'll forward you that guy number.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good night. Man.
Hey, what? Hey, Chris. Hey, Banshee. What?
Uh-huh.
Old boy had that ride Angola bike. He on here.
No, they may be testing tonight.
Hey, you ain't got no bike to run with. What you want to know that for? Man, don't worry about all that. Don't worry about me, homeboy. You handle your program and let me handle mine. You ain't got no program. Man, I got a goddamn program. You a motherfucking liar. You know my shit coming out soon, so it's all good. When? It's gonna be right. Don't worry about all that coming out soon. Y'all know everything else. Did you tell me?
I check on tomorrow for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
God damn.
I didn't know that North Carolina drive by North Carolina check on us.
Man, shit.
Damn.
nosy motherfucker like goddamn Eddie Kane shit. He ain't got no choice.
I'm glad I don't leave Caesar up there.
Hey, listen here. When you bring a pallet junk to North Carolina that got a bunch of oil and dirt all over, everybody know what's coming. Everybody know what's coming. You leaving a trail.
No, it just motherfucker like goddamn addicts and shit like that. Goddamn, be talking all kinds of wrong shit, and a lot of people pick up from it, and that would the conversation go all witching ways.
Hey man, if you allow Alex Bud Light to make you mad, man, it's your own.
No, Eddie can't make me mad. No, hell no. No, he can't make me mad.
Eddie, let me ask you a question. Where is Cobra Commander?
Hell. Somewhere.
Hey, Eddie.
Somewhere.
Hey, hold on. Wait, whoa. Eddie, I got a question now. Somebody told me last night, they said that in Maryland. Now, I wasn't in Maryland, so this is literally a question. And I don't listen to one side of the story. I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said last night that when y'all saw Cobra Commander in Maryland, y'all said y'all wasn't racing it because it was too light.
What?
Hold up.
When I went over there and looked at his bike, I said, damn, boy, how much that bike cost? Carbon fiber, everything. I said, boy, that bike too light for me. I was just fucking. After my first shake, if they tell the whole story, after my first shakedown, I told his ass, I said, next shakedown, I said, I'm ready. Next pass, if you ready. And he said he wasn't ready. He had to make another shakedown, and he made another shakedown, and pulled in the trailer and locked the door. I don't care nothing about that bike. I don't care nothing about how light the bike is.
I believe that, Eddie. Like I said,
I saw the video, man. Y'all was trying to see who made the most shakedown that day. I saw the video.
Yeah, we still ain't caught you yet, bitch. We still ain't caught you yet, fuck-ass bitch.
Hey, man, you sound like a motherfucking kid, too, cuz.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you retarded one.
Yeah, I'm a grown fucking man.
So you mean to tell me Eddie had carbon fiber everything?
Yes, sir. Carbon fiber shit from the front to the back.
Nice. So I heard about a new damn frame. I heard a carbon fiber frame too.
The airbox.
Hey, I heard
look. That bitch was
who
light.
Said they heard it got a carbon fiber frame.
I'm the only one that got that.
He tried to tell me that somebody was 340 pounds. He telling a damn lie. But which I don't give a fuck how light he is.
As long as it ain't 322, we straight.
Man, I wouldn't give a damn if it's 314.
Richard, I heard you gain a lot of weight. I seen you put your picture on the internet with your stomach sticking out.
How y'all say I gain a lot of weight, man? I've always been around 150 pounds.
You said you was like 130-something, but you had gained like a couple of pounds. I mean,
that was so far back as
last year. I got all the way down to 137 or 138 at one point. And it's been that small.
Your stomach was sticking out. Like a little pot-bellied pig. I don't know what was going on. I mean,
my stomach wasn't sticking out, man. He crazy.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm willing to prove to anybody. Now, if I lose weight, I'll say I lost weight. I ain't going to lie about my weight because that's not my scale is going to tell you. A scale is going to tell you if you're lying. If I say I weigh something, somebody say step on the scale, I'm busted. But I weigh 149 pounds.
Do you think you weigh less than me?
Nah.
I'm willing to bet $500 that, you know, come race day June 1st, I'll weigh at least 2 pounds lighter than you.
It don't matter.
Kill
We've been hanging out
we
apart for so damn
long that bacon,
yeah.
So.
Kill right, I just got a message, man, to tell you if you get to State Capitol on the 25th, you would have two bikes to pick from. Hold on, let me open up this line here. 2083. Your line is open.
Uh-oh. Chopping Mark, are you looking for me? Who is it, Chopping Mark? Who you ask for?
I keep forgetting your name, man. What is it?
You get your ass down here on the 25th, and I want you. I told you,
man.
Whenever me and you get in this fight,
me
and you got action. You got action. I'm going to give you two racks to pick from. You keep bringing my name up. Come on down here on the 25th, and you got action. I can't make it on the 25th, but I got an HRA race. I ain't
coming down here on the 25th for nothing.
You got a race.
Y'all ain't even racing yet, man. Y'all ain't even racing yet.
Holler back at you all 9 o'clock next week.
All right.